Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Roger says, look on the bright side, you're still having a better and more successful day than the actual president of the United States of America. That is hilarious.
I mean, what a tip.
That is funny, right? He deserves this. And people will say, he's got free speech. He's the president of America. He's had the most free speech. He encouraged a riot that Chuck Norris may or may not have been at.
Really?
He encouraged terrorism. There was a picture of, it looked very, very much like Chuck Norris. It was trending that it was Chuck Norris. And then someone went, I've really studied this and the most recent pictures of Chuck that we have. And it does. But he is like a right-wing homophobe.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah. Which is a shame. I think you find Richard Herring did invent puppets. Can we time Ali Fan out for 5 minutes, please? Yeah, that's good about Trump. Good. Good. Let's take him down. Did you feel that playing characters in the puppets gave you extra freedom? We weren't
playing characters.
We were just being ourselves. I enjoyed it. Problems. It was... hot. If you watch, we're going to see at some point, we're going to see this background restart itself. I'm really pleased with this background, apart from the noise.
We'll know for next time.
It wasn't that loud, though. It was on very low volume, and it wasn't that loud. I'm watching that bright star and seeing if it resets. But it goes on for about 3 minutes, so we might not know. Half of America are right-wing homophobes. No, they're not, Wilco. No, they're not. Last night's haunted house is on Paranormal Lockdown UK. Oh, is it?
Interesting. Do they leave after 5 minutes as well?
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call...
You can do.
580 people watching this crap.
Hey, you had that funny email today. Were you going to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Can I read you an email?
We're talking about spooky things.
Let me read you an email I got. I fucked up all of my windows. Hang on. I closed it. Right, that's what I did, isn't it? So we're going to go Google. I got an email that freaked me out, right?
Well, it's just the level of delusion is quite something.
Where was it? Here we go.
As you're about to hear.
Okay, so I'm going to read this, right? Listen to this. This is nuts. I'm going to read it all as it's written. I won't say the name. I should have gone when I said goodbye. This is long. You might want to go and get a cup of tea. I should have gone when I said goodbye. That's been one of my more foolish errors. The biggest mistake, though, was luring you in to get past your hypersensitive trigger finger. Can we see if we've blocked this person? Can you look to see if that name is blocked on here?
Let's have a look.
Let's have a little look.
I don't know whether I can. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure you can, but I don't know if I know how to.
Matty, how would we look to see if someone
historical
has been blocked?
Blockings.
Historical blockings.
Because I couldn't even find them on the platform. So.
Matty, I'm going to... Because I don't really want to say their name. But it's someone who thinks I have been broadcasting to them. So, Matty, I'm going to whisper you their name. How do I do that? I go there and I go for Matty. Here we go. There we go. What was it? Oh, I can't remember what the name was. So, Matty, I'm whispering you the name that is on the email. It's also on their Twitter account. They're not banned. Oh, you've seen the name. They're not banned. Are they on this channel?
Interesting.
Okay, so this is the email, right? You can say Pete's name. It's fine, Dave. I should have gone.
They're here.
They're not here tonight, are they? If they're here tonight, suddenly it's got very, very weird.
And yet, totally typical from what we've read there.
Matty, are they here tonight, or are they just, they have access to this room whenever they want?
Ooh.
All right, I'm going to name them. Kitano, make yourself known, please. Make yourself known, please, because I want to know
what you're on about.
The hell you're on about right now. Make yourself known. Because your email is, it's sexually aggressive and it made me very, very uncomfortable. And also you're operating on a completely different frequency to anything that we're operating on. And I don't understand it. And I want to make sure that you're okay. And I would like to send you on your way, right? So Kitana, make yourself known, please. Because I'm going to read this email up. I should have gone when I said goodbye. That's been one of my more foolish errors. The biggest mistake, though, was luring you in to get past your hypersensitive trigger finger. You blocked and banned me so many effing times until you saw that picture. I don't know what any of this is about, right? Then I had your attention. Now I was a funny man. I regret that picture like you wouldn't believe. In retrospect, I should have accepted out rather than force my way in on a false pretense. But I cheated the system to prove a point and boost my own aging ego. So how could I complain when you took the bait? I didn't. I just felt guilty, increasingly guilty and paranoid. I ended up holding cards I couldn't play. It got real and I panicked. I'm inimically impulsive. I began to care. I was having so much fun, not at your expense. I felt appreciated for things that once got me excommunicated. I looked forward to 9 o'clock. It was flattering, but I began to trick myself into forgetting the photograph. Not very amusing, this, is it? By the way, I have no idea what any of this means. I don't know what the photograph is. I don't remember this name. Don't know what any of this is. And I'm not saying this to pick on this person. I'm just saying it that to send emails like this is really unfair. Actually, I consider this an act of aggression.
And Sarah Blue says, wouldn't give it airtime. Well, here's the thing.
Giving it airtime.
That this person does not get to corner him and him being unable to...
You wait till we get to the gay wedding.
...speak back. Because this is like someone sidling up to you as you come out of the loo and saying something awful to you and then you're supposed to keep it to yourself. That gives them power.
You've probably built a whole backstory for me. No, I have no idea who you are. This is entitlement. And I would have been genuinely fascinated to hear that. Trust me. Who, what do you think I am? Hasn't that whole part been at least interesting? Have you not been entertained? I've never heard of you before this email. And all this has done is make me feel uncomfortable. Is Banksy's art enhanced by the anonymity? I think the anonymity is the art. But let's get metaphorically literal. It's never been about art here, has it? It's been cat and mouse all the way. Wow. Now you feel so slighted and angry that I don't think you'll be satisfied until you've had your revenge. I've got no idea who this person is or what they're talking about. Your ego can't allow me to win. I feel you plotting. Jeez, this is where it starts to get really scary. It's understandable. Ultimately, I reckon I possibly underestimated me and maybe overestimated thee. Do you know how difficult it is to get your point through using only text, though? A lot of things got lost along the way and lots got added. Bits got twisted and things fell off. Oh, you think that bit's dark? Here we go. Alas, the fantasy could never live up to the reality. I just want you to know that all this is teaching me a lot about myself. I know that's of no interest to you, but I'm now in the middle of asking myself why. I think in part it's because I feel like I deserve more than what I have in life. Not my problem. Not a healthy mindset, is it? But I'm a work in progress like everyone else. You had fa- Here we go. This is the bit that's making me read it out, because this is... You had fantasies of us swapping spit at our modern gay wedding. And I had fantasies of being finally recognised and rescued. I suspect we might be looking in the wrong places. You're looking in the wrong places. I'm not looking anywhere. I'm not looking anywhere. And I'm not looking for anything. You know, I disagree with at least 57% of what you're saying. You would have probably hated me once we brought actual identity into it. So I didn't. But I absolutely love your attitude to it all. You're one of the most perceptive people I've come across, pun intended. That's a cum reference, right?
Wow.
You totally got it. You picked up on things my own kith aren't capable of, and you did it rapidly whilst multitasking. This is one of those people, and I've had a handful throughout my career where they think, remember I had that call from that girl once, where they think I'm broadcasting to them.
Yeah.
And I'm sending coded messages to them.
And you're trying to get a reaction from them.
You're nobody's fool, Ian. You're just a man. Integrity shouldn't be so cost... That's the bit that really offended me. You're just a man. What the fuck? You're just a man. Integrity shouldn't be so costly, but it wouldn't be integral if it was cheap. It's very difficult standing out from the crowd these days, so I weaponized an asset. That was cruel, selfish and cowardly. I mean you no harm or foul, but cannot deny I got it wrong. Sorry. Wow. Should have read this out as the puppet. You're absolutely right, Mr. Robus. Of course you should have. I have to be careful about what I say the impact of that email was, because I don't want to give this person a boner. And if they're there, you're very welcome to call us up and explain it. Because maybe
we're missing something.
Maybe I've totally misunderstood it. Right? Maybe I've totally misunderstood it. And maybe I don't know who you are. I have never... Ali fan, we get it. You like Richard Herring. So do we. Let's just stop banging on about him here, please. As far as I'm aware, I've never met you. Pooper Scoop. This person needs help. Not nice for you, but is reading it out helping anyone? It's helping me. It's helping me, Pooper Scoop. It's helping me. I'm the one that received it. So it's helping me. It's helping me. Right? I've said, I hope that person's all right and getting help that they need, but that's inconsequential. You can't see I'm pointing at me. It's helping me. It's helping me. So, yeah. And also, it might be helping other people who might also get stuff like that. So, yeah, it's actually helpful, Poop. But thanks a lot for sticking your oar in. Thank you. Appreciate it. I was being sarcastic. I don't appreciate it.
Would it have made a difference if an email had come to me saying that kind of stuff? Would you have been slightly more sympathetic? And would I have been allowed to say that I was uncomfortable with it? Or is it, you know, is it a man-woman thing? Or he's allowed to say that he's not comfortable with it, and he's allowed to say that it's not on sending this stuff. We put our email out there. We get all kinds of stuff. This crosses a variety of lines, and I think he's allowed to say that.
So how did it make me feel? Made me feel uncomfortable. It was the gay wedding stuff, swapping spit, made me feel disgusted. I wasn't scared, but it made me feel uncomfortable. And I sent it to the mods, and I sent it to Catherine, and I sent it to my friend Scott, just to say, what the fudge is this, man? What is this? I don't deserve getting stuff like this. So, Kitana, we did... I just worry it makes the situation worse for both parties.
Well,
Thank you.
Don't need to worry about it because you didn't get the email. Also, the shame is not Ian's.
Yeah, exactly. So
and that stuff is what, you know, the sort of leverage that abusers use.
So listen, we did name you because you're in the chat. You're here tonight. We know you're here tonight. So I'm going to ban you Well, after you said that spit bit, the ad played with Greg Wallace opening his mouth wide. They haven't said anything in chat since October. Matty, let's block them. I'm sure they'll come back at some point under a different name. But that is effed up. Don't listen. If you're a fan of someone, if you hate someone, if you're mildly interested in someone, if you have no interest in someone, if you're in love with someone, never send an email like that. Never do it. Go and talk to a friend. Go and, you know, shout in a room. Go and go and find some out. Never send someone an email like that, man. Listen, I hope you're okay. Actually, I'm not really that bothered. I'm not really that bothered because you've made me feel uncomfortable. But because I'm, you know, I kind of care for people. I don't care for you. But I do hope that that person is getting the help that they require, partly so that I don't receive any more crap like that, and partly because I don't like people being in discomfort or upset. But let me just say, Kitana, don't know who you are. As far as I'm aware, we've never met. As far as I'm aware, we've never spoken. As far as I'm aware, we've never exchanged an email or anything like that. Can we, Cantona, you better explain that just man up line, because that's a ban. That's a ban.
Cantona. I think snap out of it is a share thing, but okay. Ill-judged.
Okay. Okay, there might be a share thing. All right. We don't like the phrase just man up. I don't know who you are. I was unaware of you until I got that email today, right? I was completely unaware of you. So I have not, it's okay, Cantona, I'll go. So I have not been sending you messages. I've not been broadcasting to you. I do not want to get involved in any kind of physical activity with you. Do not send emails like that, guys. Okay. Well, that's the first hour. From one extreme to other.
Easy.
I'm tempted to show them what's actually going on in the background. Bizarre little situation, isn't it? Donut says, can someone tell me what the email said? Well, I just did it. Thank you, Crazy Exec X Club. What we are witnessing here is an excellent display of calling out boundaries. Thank you. Hello, Liam.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Thank you very much indeed.
How's it going, Liam?
Good. I'm fine, thank you, Tuff. I was going to say something, first of all, to you, Ian, if you don't mind. I do beg your pardon, Tuff.
Right.
I don't know if it's the right time to say it now, because you've just read that email out, and I'm really worried.
Clunky
you're
gear changes. We love it. Say it. Go
on. Well, I hope you don't think it's me that sent that email either, but I just heard an old podcast. It might not be that old, actually. It was you and James O'Brien.
Okay, yep.
Is it Unfiltered? I thought that was brilliant. I really enjoyed that. I've just started getting into his podcast, actually, and I thought your episode was absolutely brilliant, I have to say.
Thank you. I was thrilled to be asked to be on that. That was short. That was not that long after The Jungle, so it's probably about two and a half years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You see, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. I think I kind of missed maybe your real mainstream thing, because I don't watch The Jungle and kind of never have.
No reason you should.
I'm 37, so I remember you on TV kind of 11 o'clock show?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Just remember you always be on TV, and then I'm ashamed to admit, and I think I've said this to you before, I kind of didn't rediscover you again on radio until the main lockdown when you and Kath were on.
There's no shame in that. My career, I've never really had a, you know, The Jungle was kind of the most, the biggest thing in terms of numbers. 11 o'clock show never got above 2 million viewers. You know, everything's always been on the fringes.
Yeah.
And why would you listen to me on LBC or, you know, a little local radio station or, you know, you found us when you were meant to find us.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice way of looking at it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you mentioned a guy on your, and I, forgive me if I'm wrong on this one, you mentioned a BBC producer, maybe a director, who unfortunately died. He's a real big kind of a big name in those circles. Who are you thinking of?
Well, not the guy that used to present Liquid News, Christopher.
No, I don't. No,
he wrote the book about Peter Cook, Harry Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he also write the book about cricket, or was he in a book about cricket?
I don't know.
Is a really strange reference now, but this really rang a bell to me. I'm sure he wrote a book either about cricket or he's in it, something like that. Was he a keen cricketer?
Do you know, I don't know. It wouldn't strike me as odd. He produced They Think It's All Over, so he liked sports.
Okay.
He was posh.
Okay.
So he probably liked cricket. It's very, very, it's very likely it's the same guy. He was brilliant. He gave me my first big break. I wouldn't be doing this now if it hadn't been for Harry Thompson. And I had some wonderful lunches with him, and he was a wonderful person.
Well, I think he also wrote a very funny book about cricket, and quite a poignant one, actually, because I think at the very end, his wife kind of wrote an afterword in the book, which is, at that point, unfortunately, he died, and it really stuck in your throat a little bit, the last couple of chapters of that book. It was very, very good.
He was great, Harry Thompson. Yeah, he was a really lovely guy.
And did you two have a nice Christmas and New Year, everything as best you could?
I had a great Christmas.
Yeah, it was a great Christmas.
That was good. Yeah, nice guy.
It was okay. I mean, things are weird, aren't they? I'm not going to complain about it. We did all right. We got through.
Good. Well, I'm kind of, I work in a school, and it's been a really kind of tough time in schools. And I think sometimes there's a bit of a perception that teachers are lazy or take the easy way out. And, you know, there will undoubtedly will be people that fit into that category, but I have to say, over Christmas, our staff spent a huge part of that time in the building getting ready for the mass testing and creating a COVID secure... I mean, it's already COVID secure-ish, but basically turning our sports hall into an NHS facility. And then, obviously, the night before we were due back, we got told, well, that's not happening anymore. You've got to go to online learning. So at the moment, we've got all of our teachers, because we're a big school, we've got pretty much all of our teachers in the building teaching 5 lessons a day remotely via something called Google Classroom, which is really good.
Google Classroom, the boys are using it. Here's the thing, I think it's so sad that you have to that you feel you have to say that, because it's the people that have been slagging off teachers are really well paid, very, very lazy radio presenters who sit on their ass for 3 hours a day. And columnists.
It's
Toby Young, and it's people of that ilk that do it. Because
and they usually think enough of teachers to be sending their children to very expensive schools.
Well,
so
Toby Young wants to have that school. Yeah. But I know that during the lockdown one, schools were still open because kids still had to be taught. I know how hard so many schools worked to be ready to open up last week or the week before, whenever
that's
it was.
Right.
And had they been told, you know, in December, we don't think we're going to open up. So, our school was all set for testing, exactly the same for you. They were set for testing. Yeah. They had a system. And then the night before, really sorry. And amazingly, our school have come up with an incredibly detailed, they must have been working on this, an incredibly detailed online learning plan, which is much better than the one from a year ago. Because my kids have got lessons all day now. Mm-hmm. And so it gets me so angry. It's so easy to slag you lot off because, the unions are saying they don't want their staff to go back because the teachers are lazy. No, it's because they don't want teachers to die. I know teachers that are really, really ill because they carried on working.
Yeah. My sister's
so angry, Liam, this one.
My sister's a school teacher, and all this bullshit about, they're not working through lockdown. She was in work. And you know why she was in work? Because she had to look after other teachers' kids. A lot of the kids in the classes were other teachers' kids who'd been forced to go back to school. So
that's right, Well, I'm glad that your kids are getting a good deal as well, Ian. Are you all of access to any kind of online learning as well, Kat?
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Really?
And in fact, this time around, it's obviously something, I don't know whether the kids are more used to it or the teachers were more prepared, but it certainly seems to be a lot easier. I'm having to guide them a lot less. I'm just having to make sure that they take enough screen breaks, to be honest. That's the only thing I would have reservations
that is
about.
A hard thing, actually. I think if your guys' schools are anything like ours, you had kind of predicted this would probably happen, and we had our online platform ready to go from about October, to be honest, in anticipation that this would happen. And then every week we had all of our kids and we reminded them, okay, this is...
Is your phone made out of soggy paper?
I can barely
hear you. Are you struggling
really?
As well?
A little bit, yeah.
I've only got one ear at the moment, so that doesn't help, but it's very...
I don't know whether it slipped under your chin or something, because when I get comfortable, I'm fantastic.
Which chin? Jesus. is that any better at all or not?
That's better, yes.
Is it? Yeah. I think I was slouching in it.
Unbelievable.
I do that.
Sit up straight, boy. Liam, sit up straight.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be a teacher. That doesn't work, does it? Right. But yeah, so we were ready to go quite early on and were quite aware, I think, that this was a really likely thing, that this was going to happen. So I'm glad everyone's getting a good deal. But it's not easy for teachers at the moment. And the words coming out of my mouth almost make me cringe a little bit, that whole kind of, it's not easy for teachers. It's not easy for anyone.
No, but when you're being attacked by, hate this phrase, but I'm going to say the right-wing press, because it is the right-wing press. When you're being attacked, when we know you're literally risking your lives to teach our kids, literally risking your lives. You know, my friend, our friend Jeff works in a college, which has got, because they're older, there's hardly any kind of planning for safety during COVID. You can, they just can't because of the numbers and the size. He's risking his life. I know so many teachers from my kid's school that have been set that have got COVID, you know.
So
I think it's awful the way you lot have been treated.
And at the risk of stating the obvious, like, you won't find a teacher anywhere, I don't think, that prefers this, that thinks this is good in some way or preferable to teaching actual human beings in the classroom. It's not. We're making the best of it, but my word, there's nothing quite like a bunch of kids in front of you for teaching a proper lesson. And to be honest, like, having a bit of a laugh with the kids, it's really hard online now. But
I feel I felt really sorry for my eldest daughter's teacher in the first few days of lockdown. And in fact, I had a word with my daughter about it. She said, if you wouldn't mind turning, you don't have to turn your cameras on, but if you wouldn't mind turning your cameras on, because at the moment, all I'm looking at is a load of black boxes with names on. And it's really hard to interact with that.
Yeah.
And I think there are about three kids who had their photo, their cameras on, which I get, you know, and especially this is a bunch of 12-year-olds. They're kind of... We'll kind of keep up with each other. But I said to her, you know what? I think it's really important for your teacher to be able to see that you're paying attention, that you're engaging. And she can also see if you're struggling, you know.
Yeah, that does help. And it's not the same thing as seeing a kid's actual face there and then. But the only way I can kind of cope with that is I've printed off my class photos. So when I'm teaching, I've got the kids' faces in front of me at least one way. So I'm still kind of like, I can't see what they're thinking at that moment in time. But at least I can like, I can... see you as a person now rather than just that black box. It kind of works for me.
It's that thing of when we first started out as radio presenters, you kind of go into a room and you feel like you're talking to yourself, and really it only clicks when you mentally picture the person you're talking to. Rather than talking to a big crowd, you're talking one-on-one, because to each of those kids you are, you're in their room, it's just you two. So it's that thing, that switch, and I get how tricky that is when you can't see someone.
Yeah, that's right. I guess it's kind
of a... listen, we're going to move on. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask.
I will do,
And stop being so bloody lazy. Stop whinging. Crying out loud. Get on with it. Ian says, my two daughters go to two different secondary schools. One has online classes, the other doesn't. That's part of the problem, is that there is no kind of consistency. You know, it's different places have different things, and they were all set for... this is going to be a rubbish.
Of course it is.
Hello.
Hello, lad. There he is.
Yep, you've got about 5 seconds before I cut you off.
Up the Scousers.
There we go. Thank you very much indeed. Let's see this one.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Michael. Michael Gibson, we spoke the other day. I called and you called me back.
Oh, Michael. You have to remind us. I'm not sure.
I joined from Toshi's stream and was talking about Ashley's story and talking about LA Noir and everything.
Ah, of course, right. Yeah, I remember that. It's from Toasty's stream.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lovely Toasty.
How's it going, Michael?
Yeah, it's going well. Just wanted to kind of go on the back of your previous callers about teachers and all of that. I've got two friends who are teachers up in Scotland, and they're kind of feeling the exact same. I've got one that's kind of, she's doing a lot. She's having to make content to then put onto her platform. But then I've got another friend who's a teacher who's teaching two classes at once. So maybe about 130 students on a Microsoft Teams kind of session. So they're finding it tough, even though they're at home. And then I've got one friend who's also a critical care nurse in intensive care in Scotland as well. And he said a couple of weeks ago that it was getting quite bad, and it's in Leeson Galloway, kind of on the border, so they're saying it's getting quite bad, and I don't think they're given enough recognition for both teachers and nurses. I think they're amazing people, and for teachers not being able, like at least for offences in the primary school, and not being able to wear PPE to protect themselves. I think they had about 8 people within the full school, within the full primary school, that had that were teachers that had the virus and had to stay off, and or their classes had to self-isolate. So yeah, I definitely don't think they're given enough recognition. They're doing fantastic.
I don't get why. Well, I do get why. It's so that we can control them, and we can shame them, and we have a common enemy. But yeah, they're getting so much flack. And if you have, but they're getting so much flack. And so people that don't have kids, or people that maybe their school isn't quite up to speed with all of this because they haven't got the money or the time or the skill set to kind of do this online learning, it's very easy to go, no, the schools are crap. Those lazy teachers, they don't want to go back into work because they're enjoying getting paid and they're enjoying their summer holidays. And of course there'll be some, because there are lazy people in every industry, you know, but there's a tiny percentage. But most of them have been desperate to go back and do the thing they wanted to do, and also feel that they're letting down the kids, the young people, by not being present for them and not being able to see them. But yet we're you know, the radio station we used to work at has been slagging them off for being lazy. It's insane.
They're not being lazy at all.
Most of them have still been like working, teaching key workers.
Yeah.
Because, for example, like the presenters who are saying this, they don't know, like, they maybe know what's going on, possibly, if they've got children or within their particular school, but they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on in the wider country.
It's very easy when you're getting paid $150,000-$200,000 a year to say stuff that gets people angry. I mean, I'm not earning anywhere near that. I was nudging towards it back in the peak. But it's very easy. You're only $150,000 to sit there and go, you know, teachers, they're so lazy. They're so cowardly. And you just do that lazy argument of the long school holidays, and they work from 9 until 3:30 and all of that. Oh, and now they don't want to go back. It's a really easy argument to do, but it doesn't bear any scrutiny. But we don't scrutinise arguments anymore. We just listen to it and we go along with it.
Here's the truth. By focusing on them, we are not noticing the fact, or our attention is being drawn away from the fact that the teachers... Mm-hmm. Don't do that. The teachers haven't been given a massive amount of... they haven't been given a massive amount of guidance. When I... towards the end of last term, my kids were around someone who tested positive, right? So I realised... I got the phone call at... like 8:30 on a Friday, when one of my daughters is already walking herself to school. I phoned her up, told her to turn around and come home. I said, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do, but I'm pretty sure you shouldn't be at school, so come home and we'll work it out.
Ian, what are you doing? Sorry.
I'm being invisible.
Come on, tell her a serious story. Just wait until I finish. And then, I phoned my younger daughter's school and say, right, what am I supposed to do? Two different stories from two different schools. I spoke to the secretary when it came to the lower school, and she told me, yeah, of course, don't bring her in. And then the other teacher at the middle school said, right, depends when they tested positive. If you hadn't seen them 48 hours before that, they're okay to come in. And she had completely different guidance, and she'd spoken to experts of the NHS. And I said, gosh, I said, you obviously have had different training from the people at the other school. And she went, oh, we haven't had any training. I had to find that out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no guidance whatsoever, and they're taking on themselves. All these young lives. Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
But no, definitely not enough recognition. Like, for example, for the pupils that aren't able to work at home or have got additional support needs or key workers, they're kind of, at least from my friend's primary school, they're on a rota system, so they'll go in. And lockdown one, it was kind of... essentially babysitting in a such.
Yeah.
But now their head teacher said, no, get in front of laptops, get in front of iPads, and they'll do it kind of the same way that the pupils at home will do. But no, certainly teachers not lazy at all. They're doing fantastic, and pupils as well. Like the pupils are doing fantastic as well. Like, especially those that are going through their exams, going through their GCSEs, their A levels. Then having to get, for myself, I work for an online education company, so we do kind of like GCSE and the levels ourselves, so we're having to try and get predicted grades for students, and a lot of those we don't know because it is online learning, so it's very difficult for everyone in this unprecedented situation, obviously. So,
Hey, listen, man, we're going to move on. Thank you for that. Always happy to big up teachers. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm going happened to us all clapping the key workers?
Yeah, screw those losers. We weren't clapping the teachers. I'm going to send an email to my kids' teachers on Friday to thank them.
It's a good idea.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send one I know a little bit, one I don't really know very much. I'm going to send them. I'm going to send them an email, just saying thanks. Thanks. I think what you're doing is great.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing is great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh, 203 286 6370. We're not taking withheld numbers at the moment, so if you're calling in from a withheld number, just unblock it and we'll take your call. It's as simple as that. Just the way it goes from time to time. Random British dude, I'm very well. I bought a piece of your merch today. I ordered.
What did you buy?
I bought a lovely t-shirt. I'll show you. Let's have a look at his. Let's get his merch up. Let's give a twist.
Morph 100. Do they like wine and chocolate? Yeah, I know they do. But unfortunately, you can't give them presents at the moment.
No. Oh, no, I've gone to the wrong thing. What,
so you can't give them presents at the moment.
No. We don't want to do that again, do we? Random British. Do. He's got some good merch. Where is it? It'll be here, won't it? Was it here? I'll trouble finding it. Make it a little bit easier.
The bottom there, bottom right.
Here we go. Put that at the top. Get that at the top, dude. Get that at the freaking top. Get it at the top. Couldn't find it. I bought that.
Very nice. Raft shirt.
Got that. I bought that. Put that little box. Put this little box. Look, you can't see it because we're behind. Put that. Oh, there's loads. Sorry, I've got to be careful because that's what's actually behind. I'll show you what's behind us in a minute. I'll show you what's behind us. But yeah, get that little box. Get it at the top. But I bought that t-shirt. I like that. Got to be careful. I'm spending so much money at the moment. So I bought that. That's coming. I will be wearing it. The artist is a friend of yours. Well, the artist is now a friend of mine. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call. What was that? I love it. I don't need to tell me that. It's okay.
No need for that.
Shall I show you what's actually going on?
Let's do it.
Oh, can we line it up? So we're going to use the Vectrex as the.
Oh, it's only out by a smidgen.
It's a bit. It's high. It's because I zoomed in to take the shot, so I would cut out this. I had to do it a few times because I thought something's not right, and it was that we had to get rid of that bar. But look, it's so I zoomed over a little bit, but it's good, isn't it? Now you look like Automan. You don't know who Automan is.
No. Was it something, an olden days thing?
Let me show you Automan. I used to love Automan. I was the only person in the world that, that dug Automan.
Get up, Phil.
Oh, do, 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 do,
why don't we have hype trains in here? Why don't have hype trains in here, do we, says Morph. No, we don't. Because we're too old for hype trains.
Oh, we're too old for hype, man.
Automan titles. There we go. Oh, look at this.
That tells of the unexpected use of skill.
Ian, did you ever read The Turbulent Term of Time? I loved it. Loved that book. And I found out right at the end, last page, spoiler alert, it was a girl. I loved it. So he was created by this computer game.
Oh, I see.
Desi Arnaz Junior! Chuck Wagner. Most of my film ever. Any time? Sexy. Whoops! Tessa, thank you so much. Curse is sexually harassing a woman! That when you're a kid, when you're like 10, that was a car. That's cool. That was that.
Aw, lovely.
Lovely that. Oh, it's on DVD.
No.
Right. I'm all right, thanks.
No.
No, I'm all right,
no
thanks.
Buying it now.
No. Ain't no buying it now. There we go. There we go. It doesn't need to go that high, does it? No. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to... Oh, there's someone there. Let's go for this.
Who's this?
Hello.
Oh, could you beatbox for me, please? I like it.
Is that all right?
So the answer to that question was no.
Can you do it one more time, please? Yeah, that was shocking. That second one was a bit...
Oh, you know, get out of here! How rude! How rude!
I was going to say, rude. Who are you, Dr. Dre? But Dre's not well, is he?
He needs to go and see a real doctor. Mm. Physician, heal thyself.
Turns out.
Banana.
Heal thyself.
Thief, steal thyself. Here we go. This is a game. 0203-286-6370 if you want to play the physician heal thyself game.
Pervert, feel thyself.
Oh, okay. Invisible man, reveal thyself.
Duck, teal thyself.
What does teal mean?
A teal is a duck.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hi, mate. I was just wondering. What do you order when you go to McDonald's?
Food.
What?
Food.
No shit, mate, you dumb... Oh, mate, you ruined my night. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds like you're having a pretty shit night to start with.
It does, really. Here we go.
Gatters!
Fisherman, reeled yourself.
Reeled?
Reel.
Reel.
Fishing. You'd know that reel. If you've been playing fishing VR.
Okay, yeah, well, all right, stick around. Okay, my turn, yep. My turn. Ah, cobbler, heal thyself.
Butcher, heal
no, it's not your go!
Oh, sorry. Go on, Kath.
Shipbuilder, keel thyself.
Love it, that's great. Gatford.
Butcher, feel thyself.
Potato, peel thyself.
Oh, anything that peel then, is it?
What?
We've already done peel.
What peel did we do?
Banana.
Oh, we did. Okay, you're right. All right, you're absolutely right. Gravy. Congeal thyself.
Ah, Ronald McDonald. Happy meal thyself.
Jamie Oliver. Meal myself.
Okay, meal myself. Okay. Meal myself and I. It's another game. I got it.
Yeah.
I'll take you back in time.
go back in
time. No, I'm just trying to work out. I've got to go backwards because I don't know. Oh, hole, seal thyself.
Oh, that is bizarre.
Why? Because
I was going to go 90s music, seal thyself.
That counts, a different seal. Counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No lemons, deal thyself.
You can do it right now, please.
I live in Hove. What was that comment about on Twitter the other day? Come on now. Come on now. What was that comment on Twitter about? The other was unnecessary. So I blocked you. I don't want to see that. And I saw you sent a long email, but I haven't got time to read long emails. Just, you know, you're welcome. You're welcome. But just, you know, come on. Ah, worm, meal thyself.
France, leal thyself.
Okay.
Boat, keel thyself.
Just did that.
Oh, right.
Did cobbler. Here we go. This is official Sierra Tango. Adam Woodyat, beal thyself.
Oh, that is genius.
That's a good one. Ricardo, we've done those.
New Orleans.
I got one.
No, I'm next. It's my turn.
It's my turn.
You had a turn.
It's my turn after him.
Go on, then.
The young ones, kneel thyself.
Huh? They should be diamond, kneel thyself.
No.
Go on, Gats.
New Orleans, Creole thyself.
Creole. No, it's Creole. You're out. You've had two duds. Let's try this with Mr. Call here.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes?
Right. It's not very shag. The person to your left.
No. Didn't hear what he said.
Something,
I heard shag.
Something or shag.
Gone.
Yeah. I think what you're doing there is fading out.
Yeah. I can't really hear. So
that's the word I was reaching for.
That's the wrong answer.
Creole is not good. Creole does not sound like heel. So that was a terrible one. Boris Johnson, oven ready, deal thyself. Thank you, Ollie. I like that.
Vicar, kneel thyself.
Ryan, O'Neill thyself.
Is it right that Ian Neal is now married to
Excuse
Sharon?
Me? I got the best
Did
one.
Did I hear that right?
Who cares? Got the best one. Ryan, O'Neill thyself. It's good if you're old like me.
Yeah.
It's good if you're old like me, of which I am very, very. We have Mr. Cool here. Let's try this. Envelope, seal thyself. Well done. Rashford, meal thyself. Go.
Tiny piglet, squeal thyself. Isn't that funny? All three got pig, squeal thyself.
Ninja, conceal thyself.
This is a Vodafone voice.
Okay. Jellied eel thyself. This is great. What a game. Jamila, Jamil thyself.
Yes.
Ice cream. Who is that? James watching bloody Twitch. Game over.
We've got a winner.
I need to join in with that. Game over. Jamila, Jamil thyself. Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Beautiful. Hello, Brett.
How you doing?
What you got?
Famous Gary.
Famous Gary's, yeah.
Well, the question was, who is your favourite Gary? But go on.
Oh, favourite Gary's Gary Barlow.
He's not your favourite.
He is.
Why?
He's not even my favourite in Take That.
I'll tell you a little quiz, yeah? Do you want to name the shortest to the tallest Take That?
Yeah, go on then.
Go then, start the shortest.
Shortest, Owen.
Mark Owen, obvs.
Yeah, what size?
Oh, you that didn't say we had to do the size.
Well, it makes it, you know, a bit more fun.
Well, it doesn't make it that much more fun. Next up, it's either Barlow or Orange.
I'm going to go Barlow, Orange, and then Howard.
No, I'm going to go, well, I'm going classic lineup. So I'm going Owen, Barlow, yeah. Orange, Williams, Duck, Howard. Go on.
Owen, Barlow.
That's what we said.
Howard, Orange, the same height. Williams.
Totally. Well, hang on. If Orange and Howard are the same height, you got it right, Catherine.
Mm. Yeah, you got it wrong though.
Well, first answer. You got to take the first answer.
Okay. Don't you know how this game works?
Goodbye.
Oh, Brett. Oh, Brett.
You're a bit of a... I enjoyed that game.
I did.
I enjoyed that
game. I like imagining how tall people are. They often surprise you, don't they? Telly people.
I enjoy Googling the height of people. Mm-hmm. I would say that, apart from big bums in tight shorts, that is probably the second... I mean, that's not even a Google, because that's a porn hubble. But yes, that is probably one of the things I Google the most.
Yeah.
Yes?
I was wondering if I could take Catherine out on a date.
Nope.
No, thanks.
Why would she go out with a child?
Unless the date is to go and see your mum and ask why you're up so late. Mm.
I got college tomorrow, homeschooling. Tomorrow?
You're homeschooling.
I'm being homeschooled.
Does that mean you're going to be playing Adopt Me in the corner of the screen and pretending that you're working?
We have to have our windows open. It was interesting doing college on Zoom last night. I kind of enjoyed it because I don't like the drive, but that's the only real benefit. The rest of it is a little bit, and we finish early. Two real benefits. And we don't do group practice, which is, there's three real benefits to it. I really like it.
I can't even tell you one, two, three.
One, two, three. Look at this. Look at this. She could do the same, but she won't.
I'm naked underneath.
We were going to wear clothes, and it's like, it's really hot. Strip off. And by the way, Catherine looks, I think you look great. You have a real sense of style. Yeah. About it. It's one of the first things I noticed when we first met, you were going through your air stewardess.
Yeah, I'm chic.
Phase. You had little jackets and little neckerchiefs. And Catherine looks great in everything. Except
this.
Except that was I had to say my word. It's the first time in 8 years I've seen you really just look unpleasant.
Unpleasant? You didn't say unpleasant.
I thought it though.
Hello?
Yes?
Ian?
No?
Ian?
No?
Get your cock out.
I'm not going to get my cock. Oh, and he hung up.
Well, we've got his phone number. Ring him back.
Not so cocky now. Oh my God, he's phoning me back.
Oh, put it under my pillow.
How do you know I haven't got my cock out? 07984.
Has he picked up? He's picked up.
07984. Yep, you can hear us.
Oh, you're funny.
You can hear us, little boy.
Little boy?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard it.
Well, a grown-up wouldn't say something stupid like that, would they?
07984. Yeah, tough guy. Oh, bless. This is why we need to get kids back to school ASAP. We need to get them back ASAP.
Also, don't let your kids have their phones in their bedrooms.
No. No, no, no. Oh, the green screen's working really well now. It's because it's a slight gap, so you can see that. The sort of hand outline. Oh, you can't see it there. It's all to do with lighting. So you can just see your outline totally. You look like you're in and then you can see that. It's all to do with, listen guys, we did really well.
We tried to bring you a bit of magic.
Considering we're doing this from our house, from my house. Bells, peel thyself. Prison sentence, appeal thyself. What keeps you both from getting angry at plonkers?
We've been plonkers.
Been plonkers. And, you know, kid phone up saying, get your cock out. I mean...
What's the rudest thing I could think of saying?
Get your cock out. Doesn't get me angry. Years ago, I used to get angry. It's fine. It's kind of... Listen, people like that, they have... They're going through the same things that we're going through. They're going through lockdown, or some of the things, similar things. They're going through lockdown. They're going through the... you know, he sounds like he's at school, so maybe he's worried about his future because it's a little bit bleak. Possibly not realizing it on Sir Robert, peel thyself. Thank you, David. Possibly not realizing it on a conscious level, but he's scared. The people that phone in like that are scared. And that's okay. And if them, oh God, I hit the computer. If them phoning up and saying, get your cock out, helps them to feel less scared, fine, that's a public service. I would rather engage in a, with a in a conversation with them. But if they if that helps them feel better and more secure in this world, then I'm for it.
Here's what I think that they see as is some sort of they don't realise how haphazard this show is anyway, so they're not derailing anything. And unfortunately, that those kind of calls are best when they're coming into a show that
my phone is
easily derailed because it's so structured.
My phone is floating.
We're not bothered. I mean, ring Radio 4 and ask them to get their cocks out. That'd be funny.
That would be funny, actually. I think saying get your cocks out is funny as well. That looks quite good. I mean, what you'd need to get this to work is I've got this light on that we wouldn't normally have on because it seemed to help a little bit. Yeah, look, see, it gives a little bit like... Basically, to make this work, we'd need to have light just blaring at us to get rid of every shadow. And it's made more difficult because this is really, really close to us. But it, you know, that looks quite good. I mean, that's good enough.
It looks like magic.
There we go.
Oh, 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 it's magic.
People see your fingers.
I know, but I'm doing it on purpose. Oh. So you can see I'm like being magic.
Phone call for you, lady. Oh, man. Okay, this is going to be a prank call, but I'm cool with that. Let's go with this.
Is that because it's a double first name?
Yeah. Nope. Fancy.
Unavailable.
0203. A huge Frank face on the green screen would be mad. We can do that. We have the power to do that. We did talk about using green screens more. It's just a pain in the bum. Let's get a big Frank. To be frank. That one?
I quite like that one.
That one?
Yeah.
He's dressed up as the prisoner. In front of his hypno wheel. That guy. Okay, we can do that. Save image as. There. Image. Add source. Frank. Silly old sausage.
Have we done sponsors?
We did them in the first hour. We're going to do them in a minute. I just need to... Don't transform. Oh, no, I've done the wrong thing.
What are you like?
Mm-hmm. Let me just make him a little bit bigger. There you go.
Oh, I look a bit naked now because I'm against his hand.
Right, let's do our sponsors. We've got to say goodbye to Frank for that. This show happens and exists because we have the best... take me out, single man, reveal thyself. That's terrible. We have the best sponsors ever, and it really, really works. Sponsored by AlphaSync. They gave me the computer and that we do this on. And I know that last week, two people bought AlphaSync computers because of this. They are brilliant. It works. We were sponsored by Viz for a while, and loads of people, over 100 people, signed up to the Viz TLNA code. Yeah. It was incredible. Incredible. So we know that it works. 34sp.com. What is that in front of me? Oh, that's that. That's the table behind me. I'm so confused. 34sp.com. They're a great web hosting domain name service, completely ethical. They plant like more trees than... it's really complicated. They plant more trees than they would... So they're carbon neutral anyway. If they weren't carbon neutral, the amount of carbon they generate would be offset by the amount of trees that they plant, but except they plant more trees. So let me work that backwards. They plant more trees than they need to offset the carbon output they would have if they weren't already carbon neutral.
Did you get that?
Flipping heck, it is complicated. Say no. But it's they're a great company, and they are doing a really good offer where you can get a domain name.
For £1.
£1.
Oh, £1. Just came as a purple finger.
Ain't no finger. It was a hand. £1.34. Should we go and have a little look at their website? I'm assuming it's 34sp.com. Here we go. Here we go. Look, you go straight
to it.
Get
UK domain names for only £1.
You go straight to it. Domain sale. Get you that UK domain names for £1. This sale price is available on new domain purchases only. There we go. And then they've got all the website hosting and domain name deals and stuff. It's a great service. And you can phone them up 24 hours a day, 365 days of the goddamn year. If you phone them on Christmas Day, though, I'll be angry. They won't. I'll be disappointed in you. For working on Christmas Day, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. 34sp.com. Thanking you so much. Catherine.
Yes, glaw.com. If your marriage isn't working out and you've decided to call it a day,
.co.uk.
But you are concerned about, you know, all the shit that's about to be stirred up, you need to speak to this guy. This is glaw.com. Richard Gregorian is one of our most faithful sponsors and supporters.
And also he supports a lot of other streams as well. He goes does. In and quite a lot of the raids that we've done, he'll go in and he'll chuck out a few subs to people and he'll sub. He's a good man. He's a good man. He wants to help.
He likes to see people creating.
Yeah, he wants to help, you know, kind of smaller and independent artists.
Yeah. So what he doesn't want to do is cause more trouble where there is already obviously unhappiness. So, glaw.com.
We've got some breaking news. Sorry. New to this says, Glocken, spiel thyself. Carry on.
Fair enough. Richard Gregorian has this sort of technique whereby he tries to sort of calm the waters and make sure that when you come out of this divorce, you're still talking to each other, you're still mum and dad, and you can move along as a separate but still the same family. So that's it, glaw.com.
By the way, people are discovering that there's a movie called Frank out there, written by John Ronson. It's a great film.
It's not really about
Frank. It's not Frank Sidebottom. He looks a bit like Frank Sidebottom, but it's not Frank Sidebottom. So just go in. If you're aware of Captain Beefheart and Daniel... I can't remember. Daniel Johnson. It's more like that. He just happens to look like Frank Sidebottom, because I know so many Frank fans were really disappointed by it. Well, it's not really Frank Sidebottom.
Well, no.
No, it's not. It's about a musical outsider who looks a bit like Frank, but it's not Frank.
It's about someone trying to do something a bit different and the kind of difficulties they face, but also the funny bits too, because, you know, that was the essence of Frank, wasn't it?
Poseidon Safety Management. We had Nick on last night. What a really nice guy. Devon Cornwall is a whole lot safer as a direct result of Poseidon Safety Management. Nick and Zeus the dog and their team are patrolling the streets of Devon and Cornwall right now. If you can find them, if you can hire them, then maybe you'll be able to hire
you can afford them.
This is safety management. And abbeycare.co.uk.
Yes. Go specialist on. Addiction recovery clinics. They've got two facilities. One is in Glasgow, one is in Gloucester. It's not cheap, but if you mention this advert, 25% off. And, you know, it's an investment in your recovery.
Better than being dead.
Boom.
Better than being dead.
And also when you think about all the money you've been spending on stuff that's killing you.
I asked someone new to be my sponsor today, and I genuinely thanked my previous sponsor and said, look, I'm starting afresh, I'm starting anew, I'm getting someone who knew. And the John Ronson role. I'm having a great recovery day. There's a really good documentary about Daniel Johnson. I don't really like his music. There's the Savage Bees.
The Savage Bees yet again.
Love that film. But, Devil...
Uh-oh, Classio 7 has the COVID. Sorry to hear that. You guys keep me going.
Okay, well, excuse me. Could you leave the chat, please? Jesus, I don't want to catch it.
Good one.
Can you catch it in the chat?
No.
Stay, you're very, very welcome. We hope we can comfort you through these worrying times. Devil and Daniel Johnston. Let's see if there's a trailer for it. It's a really good film.
There is the trailer, top.
It doesn't look very good quality, does it? Oh, no, that's because that's an old VHS. Here we go. It's a great documentary, even though I'm not a massive fan of his music. Here we go.
This than the Shags. That's not really saying a lot.
My name is Daniel Johnston. This is the name of my tape. It's Hi, How Are You? And I was having a nervous breakdown when I recorded it.
Try to remember
but my feelings can't. And he's a skinny little kid, fairly demented. And he said, I just want to give you my tape. And I put it on the tape player, and it just blew my mind.
There's really nothing to even compare it to. It goes way beyond Dylan's basement recordings, any other body of work that I can think of.
You start off hearing this noise, and then eventually you hear the Beatles. You hear the whole symphony.
But it was undeniable that something was dreadfully wrong with him.
He was thin as a rail and losing weight.
Was completely delusional. He was hospitalized almost immediately. He was obsessed with the devil and Satan. He became so obsessed that it was all he could talk about.
This is Daniel Johnston speaking from a mental hospital. They tell me I'm crazy here.
Ooh, out come the demons.
And I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold.
That is what Frank is, I don't want to say based on, but that's more what Frank is like. It's my chair that's causing.
Able Girl says, oh no, I was going to ask my friend Kev if he wanted his business as a sponsor. No, we weren't talking about that kind of sponsor. When you said you got a new sponsor and you'd finished with your old sponsor.
Oh no, no, I'm talking about recovery sponsors. Oh, Vlack, watch it. It's a great film. It's a great film. I'd like to see it again. It's my chair that's causing. Anyway.
Doesn't matter. Let it go.
Let it go. We've got on Monday, we've got that lovely musical. What is this? Okay, right. We've got that, you know, that musical workshop that we stumbled in the other night.
Oh, like the online festival thing. That
yeah,
they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got the organiser of that coming on.
Oh, that'd be cool.
On Monday, which I'm looking forward to. Yeah, the Rocky Erickson film. Was it called You Won't See Me? I can't remember. Is like that. There's a lot of films about these kind of slightly lost, eccentric, often drug-addled. Although I'm not sure Daniel Johnston was. Fringe artists. The Rocky Erickson one is good. The Devil and Daniel Johnston. I'd like a really good documentary on Captain Beefheart, please. Smile and Twisted. I don't really like Beefheart, but I like the idea of Beefheart. He was a protege. He was around at the same time as Zappa, and I think they may have been school friends. And he like started off as like a blues man, and then became, I think, awful. But people love, you know, he's again a cult thing. Trout Mask Replica being the album, and he would. Is it free Gatford or do you have to pay? He would get them. He would write out musical notation in his own. He invented musical notation, and if he caught anybody listening to other music, he'd tell them off, and he'd just go. Fascinating.
Okay.
Yes.
Why would you bother doing that? It's already been done.
Because he wanted to push it to
different,
new boundaries.
Right.
And because he was an eccentric. An eccentric. Eccentric. That's what we need. There we go. Hey, that's better.
Oh.
Now we got a show. Hello. Hello, everybody. Hi. Oh, no. Still not quite right. Still not quite right. Shot is still not quite right. There we go. Hello, everybody. We're the Bouncing Heads. There we go, we can have fun with that. Not much, but we can have fun.
A little.
Hello, everybody, we're the Bouncing Heads.
Oh, don't I feel sick?
We're like the DVD thing.
Star Trek.
We can totally see your body. It's silly. Isn't it silly? Hello, everybody, we're the Bouncing Heads.
It's okay.
I've seen the John Peel one, I think, Dave. Let's get out of there. People have been asking, which one was? Oh, let's take this. This is going to be a prank call. Hello?
Why would you bother?
Hello?
Oh, quick, turn the stream off.
Kev? Oh, poor network. Max Headroom you're thinking of, Kev.
Yeah.
Let's try Kev Dixon. No, it doesn't quite work, does it? And I was a huge fan of Frank Sidebottom Poop when I was 15, and I was very, very lucky. I got to work with him quite a few times, and I would say we were friends. Chris would often phone me up, would occasionally phone me up, and my biggest regret is. He did it. His last tweet was that he wasn't feeling very well when he was having cancer treatment. And I texted him and said, "Oh man, I'm really sorry you're poorly. When you get better, we'll get you on the radio show." And he went, "Yeah, I'd love that." And then he died shortly after. And I should have phoned him up. Should have phoned him up. And I didn't phone him up. And that was a lesson I've learned.
That's growing up though, isn't it?
That's growing. That is a lesson though. I should have phoned
him up. Can you play a
song? No, we can't play any songs. Nope. Okay.
But there is this thing called Google.
Or YouTube.
Yeah.
Check it out.
But that thing of not knowing what to say to someone when they tell you something like that when you're a kid.
What? Sorry?
Just saying, what happened with Chris?
I should have phoned him up.
Yeah.
Should have phoned him up.
But here's the thing. Stuff like that happens.
I could come.
Craig, thank you for the submit.
Stuff like that happens, and then you're only, it's sad, and it's, you know, you regret it, but you just make sure it doesn't happen like that again.
Oh, I just don't have any friends now.
Yeah, it's probably
easier. That way I can avoid it. Avoid any
issues.
We've
had that phone number before.
Yeah. Okay. We'll call them back, and if they don't answer this call, we're going to block 023.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for O-double.
Okay, you get blocked. You called in a lot,
yeah,
and not answered, so we just block you. It's as simple as that. This is our job, by the way. This is our job. So you want to help us? If you're new here, drop us a follow. If you want to help us a little bit more, you can go to gaming.
God, don't say that.
Gaming.amazon.com. Gaming.amazon.com. You can link your Amazon Prime account, if you have one, to your Twitch account, and then you can subscribe to us. We get a fiver between us. Doesn't cost you a penny. Money you could never spend. A bit trickier to do it on a phone, but you can do it if you go into the if you go to a web browser. So you can link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch, and you can subscribe to us, and we get money. Money you couldn't touch, you couldn't spend it anywhere else. If you haven't got that, you can subscribe. We have three tiers. Tier one is the most common, and it's like a fiver a month. You can do it for a month, or you can do it for 10 months. I think you can do it in advance for loads of months as well. I think you can, yeah. Oh, your bottle might disappear. Let's have a look at your bottle. There we go, look at that.
I could
come. There we go. Alice has just gifted a sub to Beardsworth. You can gift subs as well. And tier one, tier two, tier three is the most expensive, but you do get invited to an exclusive moderators, presenters, and tier three production meeting. I think we're going to do a meeting this weekend. I just need to find a 12-step meeting that I can go to on Saturday, a face-to-face. So I'm going to look for that tomorrow, and then maybe we'll do the meeting around that, or it might be Sunday. We'll do a meeting at the weekend. Maybe it's Sunday, actually, because I'm going to a meeting on Sunday night. Sepp says Limmy's trick. What, of asking for subs? I don't think it is Limmy's trick. Asking for subs. I don't think it is. Or the floating heads. I don't think it is his trick. It's called telling people how they can subscribe to us. So you can do that. And there's also, you can give us bits. There's somewhere on your screen, there'll be a place where you can play audio for a little bit of money. Or you can go to paypal.me/ Ian Lee. paypal.me/IAINLEE. And you can make a donation there if you've enjoyed it. Just consider it a way of throwing a few shekels into the metaphorical hat that we are passing around. And the money gets split between me and Catherine. If the money comes in on this stream, or the money comes in when I'm doing a stream, gets split 50-50. And I know that Limmy does a speech, prime speech every day. Everyone does.
It's his job, isn't it?
Everyone does it. Just because you saw I'm a big fan of Limmy. He didn't invent asking people. Fuck, some of you are so stupid. He didn't invent asking people to subscribe on a whole system that is based on subscription. And you can tell him I said that. Yes, Brett.
Do you want to do E7-8, smallest to tallest?
Yeah, I do, because they're all tiny. Right. Of course, I know Tony Mortimer.
Harvey's the smallest.
Harvey is the smallest.
Brian?
No, Terry.
Not Harvey from So Solid.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They're all quite small.
Don't look on the chat.
I'm not looking on the chat. Then I'm going. They're not going to know. Then I'm going to go Mortimer. Then I'm going to go the bald one.
The first roofer.
Then I'm going to go the second roofer. I think it might be called John.
Terry or John?
Yeah.
Either.
Wrong.
Go on then.
Losers! Losers!
Well, give us the answer then.
Brian?
Yeah.
I John? Come.
Right.
Terry?
Yeah.
Tony.
Oh, Tony's the tallest. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, we got it completely wrong. Thank you so much. But,
all right, Lisa. Bye.
And you handled our defeat with such grace, Brett, and we really appreciate that, because that could have been humiliating.
The definition of winner in this scenario is it isn't.
With such grace.
As solid as you'd think.
Such grace. It was wonderful.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.